After months of planning and anticipation, Ishan Noori was finally reunited with his mother and the rest of his family after they arrived Thursday to begin their new life in Canada. On Friday morning, Mayor John Taylor, MP Tony Van Bynen and those who sponsored the Noori family gathered outside a Stouffville home for a brief welcome ceremony to mark the Afghan family's arrival. The family will rest there for several days before heading to Newmarket. The family, who don't speak English, were exhausted but thrilled to finally be in Canada, said Noori. The newcomers, which include Noori's mother Fatima, his older brother Zabi, sister-in-law Sarah, 6-year-old niece Sotuda and 8-year-old nephew Sirit, gathered on the steps of the home to meet those who were instrumental in bringing them here. Rex Taylor, member of the sponsor group, began the ceremony by relaying a sobering anecdote about the family's arrival earlier that morning. Taylor and the family left the airport after midnight, and as he drove along empty streets he mentioned the lack of traffic. After Taylor's comment was translated to her, Fatima said she wouldn't have minded the traffic because at least there wouldn't be any bombs blowing up cars on the road. Funny, but not funny, Taylor said. For those of us who are fortunate to live in this great country and be able to do the things we're doing, I think that was an interesting story and they're going to have lots of them. Taylor presented the family with gifts of maple syrup, Canadian flags and winter hats with Canada embroidered across the front. Van Bynen presented the family with a certificate and praised the community for their values and for helping those in need throughout the world. I want to thank the sponsoring family for all the hard work they've undertaken, and this is what makes Canada such a rich country in terms of diversity and culture, and it's a great example of compassion and caring, and those are things I value very highly and I'm very happy to welcome you, he said. The mayor thanked the sponsorship group for their hard work and presented the family with a book of Newmarket photographs and a certificate. There are people from Afghanistan that are having to leave their country, and they do that with mixed emotions, but cities all across the world are welcoming families, and I'm so glad that Newmarket gets to be one of those communities. We are so proud to have you joining us here, he said. On behalf of the residents of Newmarket and Newmarket Council, it's my honor to welcome you to our community, said the mayor as he read from the certificate. I want you to know that Newmarket is a town where your family will be welcomed, valued and included. Each new community member is an opportunity for Newmarket to become stronger and better. I know your family will quickly become part of our community and you will soon know this as home. We wish you all the best as you begin this next chapter in your lives, and we look forward to being your neighbor and your friend for many years to come. Before traveling to Canada, the family spent time in an Indonesian refugee camp. Noori has been separated from his family for the last decade since, as a 15-year-old, he began living with Newmarket residents Marilyn Church and Philip Smith while his family remained in Afghanistan. Church, Smith and other Newmarket residents formed a group of five, G5, a Canadian sponsorship process that allows five families to privately sponsor refugees from abroad to come to Canada, to bring Noori's family to Newmarket. Once Van Bynen's office was made aware of Sarah's pregnancy, which would eventually prevent her from flying, they worked doubly hard to bring it to the attention to Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, and that's why it worked out so well, said Taylor. Fatima tearfully addressed the crowd and pointed to Sotuda and Sirit. Noori apologized several times for not being able to translate after becoming overcome with emotion himself. You pointed to your grandchildren with tears in your eyes, the mayor said to Fatima, no translation is needed. Not only is this welcoming the Noori family from some terrible situations in Indonesia and Afghanistan, but this is the opportunity for this family to be reunited, and I guess that's one of the reasons why it's pretty special for us and for this family. No wonder she's emotional, said Taylor. Barbara Till and Roberta Longley will be hosting the family and have downsized their Newmarket home to make room. It's what we can do, it's what we can give, it's what we have. It's the best thing that we can give right now. Others have given a lot of money, and we feel that giving space and a welcome home where they've got a good foundation to start is important, said Till. The family will stay with Till and Longley for however long they need, said Till, but not before a much-needed rest in Stouffville following their more than 20-hour journey.